Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am at the grave of Sir William Wilde. I can touch it and strangely commune with him. I've just touched the W of the William. So he's best known as being the father of Oscar Wilde. Now Sir William was the royal physician in Ireland. So he was born in County Roscommon. His own father was a doctor. His paternal grandfather was a Church of Ireland clergyman. So sort of West Central Ireland, a rural, poverty-stricken county. They were communicants of the Church of England. He had Dutch and English ancestry. I'm not sure he was ethnically Irish at all. So the first De Vilder came over with William of Orange, something people might prefer to play down these days. So he didn't go to university. He was simply apprenticed to a doctor who could qualify that way in the early 19th century. So he married a lady who was the daughter of a prosperous, I think it was Wexford, solicitor, also Anglican. They're blessed with their two sons, Oscar and William. So Oscar Wills O'Flaherty Wilde was celebrated as a writer. I've done videos on him in his own right. But Sir William, he was knighted. He was a royal physician in Ireland. So renowned as the best doctor in the country. And when Queen Victoria and her family came to Ireland, he was the one that they would summon for medical aid. Bearing in mind the whole of Ireland is part of the United Kingdom in those days. What else about Sir William? He also had a mistress, had children with her. Two of his daughters, they died when their clothes caught fire because people had open fireplaces. What a horrific way to go. But as a surgeon, ophthalmic surgeon, he made tremendous advances in that field. Well, the saying goes that he made a fortune with his life, with his knife, and lost it with his fork, as in paying out for all the natural children whom he sired. I'm not sure that's true because, so far as I know, it's only two of them. What else about Sir William? So yeah, he was a real polymath. Was learned in various other subjects like paleontology and so on, published numerous works. And look, it points out he was a Chevalier of the Royal Swedish Order of the North Star. I'm not sure he's a well-traveled or ever went to Sweden. Okay, so founded St. Mark's Ophthalmic Hospital. What enormous achievements. And look at his coat of arms, that bird there. I wonder what it denotes. So it says, it points out he died in Merrion Square, Dublin, his house. And that's now owned by the American College in Dublin. I wish it was open to the public, but it's a very fine example of Georgian architecture in Dublin, one of the places, most the city's most she squares. So that is Sir William Wilde, yeah. So who died in his 60s? What age was he then? He was 61, and although that was not that young to die in those days. But what else about him? When his son Oscar was still at Oxford, so they were a very well-to-do family, very well appreciated. And both his sons gone to Trinity. And then it's got a memorial to his wife, Speranza, around here. Speranza, as in hope in Italian. She wrote under that nom de plume, okay? So she translated from various languages. She was sympathetic to Irish nationalism, rather than their son, Oscar, and well, the other son, William, who was sort of indifferent. So a learned and distinguished lady. And then their son, William, who died relatively young as well. But he's buried in London. There's a plaque at his house in Chelsea. She's actually buried also in Kensal Green Cemetery in London, but more or less her. And when she died, her son Oscar was in prison, and the story goes her fetch, her ghost, appeared the moment of her death in his cell in Reading Jail. Okay, so he was disgraced by the time she was called to her reward. So it must have been very hard on her. Oh, and this is a quotation from her poetry. Tread lightly, she is near, under the snow. Speak gently, she can hear the lilies grow, and so on. It also commemorates their son, Oscar, poet, wit, and dramatist, who died in 1900, at the age of only 46, and their daughter, who died very, very young. So Oscar's the younger brother, and she really wanted a daughter, so been dressing him in girls' clothes until Isola came along. Isola meaning as in Little Island. Various other members of the family also buried here. All right, well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. And here I am in Mount St. Jerome Cemetery in Dublin. So there is a bit of a hill, hence the mount, but it was the Reverend Jerome who founded it in the 18th century. Over 300,000 interments, the place to be seen dead in, till Glasnevin was founded. Principally, it was communicants of the Church of Ireland who were laid to rest here, but subsequently, the Catholics as well, like Maeve Vinci, the celebrated novelist, who was cremated, but her ashes were retained here after cremation in 2012. She was a teacher of French before she became a full-time authoress. She's also a member of my family, I shan't say whom. So you can see very fine memorials around the draped urns, which are standard in 18th and 19th century funerary statuary, like that. And so the person was cremated, even the person wasn't actually cremated. Then there's a sort of chapel for the committal ceremony. Okay, I'll switch it off now. Thanks for watching my video.